Probably the biggest professional challenge we have, and this is, I think, across the whole federal government, is finding the right skills and talented resources to go do the heavy lifting that we have to do across the board. And it's particularly acute in the cyber area. It's the hardest recruiting I've ever done, whether it was in the private sector or in the public sector. The good news is there's a lot of people who are now interested in doing good things for the country, and so we're actually getting a lot of unsolicited resumes and people who said, you know, can I come help? This seems like a really important thing, and I'd like to be a part of it, help work on it. But I think it's true across IT as well. Right now, there's a severe talent shortage in some roles across the whole IT industry, and I think we've got to do more as a federal government to recruit, retrain, build from within to get the kind of resources that we need to do this important work.
Let me pull the string on that for a second, because one of the things about not just the cyber workforce, but the IT workforce more broadly, is something very similar happened to the acquisition workforce in the 90s across the federal government. For those of you who have been around longer than me, you know that Congress came in and said, these acquisition workers, especially at DOD, we're not sure if we need them. Let's start cutting them. And DOD was pushed to kind of get rid of some of those acquisition workers and then the outsourcing, and then we had the whole A76 issue, competitive sourcing. And I think this very similar thing happened to IT, where you have program people, but you don't necessarily have the technical expertise. Is that something that you, from a government-wide perspective, are looking at to say, how do we bring that technical expertise in? I mean, if we talk about digital services or 18F or the buyers clubs, that seems to be where this is heading. But is this, instead of one-offs, is there something bigger, broader coming?
Yeah, I think it's not just a question of bringing it in. It's also developing from within. In the private sector, I would run a lot of, you know, sort of talent development and succession planning and other kinds of activities in a very structured way to make sure that we were developing the kind of talent that we needed within by giving people assignments that, you know, allowed them to grow and get multiple kinds of experiences. And then you supplement that with, you know, some percentage of people from the outside. And in government, I think we need more of that kind of sort of development. You know, there's always some balance between the individual taking personal responsibility for their own development and then the things that structurally the institution can do to help make sure that there's a good balance and the right sort of opportunities that present themselves. And so as a federal CIO, I added a fourth sort of work stream to our, you know, overall strategy in the federal CIO office. And that fourth stream was a people agenda to make sure that we were focused on the right talent, that we had the right kind of pipeline, that we had the right kind of visibility of you know, the talent within the organization, but also the gaps that we have. And we need to figure out a strategy more broadly about how we fill those gaps over a longer period of time. So we're hard at work at that right now. And the CIO Council and I will spend a good amount of our time in September and October on that people agenda.
One of the things about the workforce that you started and the CIO Council started in early summer was the Solutions Challenge.
Yeah.
And I've seen some updates come across the CIO Council. Give me some insights in terms of the projects that they all took on and how that's been working generally.
I think the example that you gave, the Solutions Challenge, is one of those things. And, I mean, we did the Solutions Challenge with a couple of objectives in mind. The first one was we wanted to identify some of the developing talent in the agency. So each of the agencies were asked to pick people, hand-pick people within the agencies to be a part of that initial group. And then we got them together, and there's benefit from that peer group exchanging and getting to know each other, exchanging ideas, sharing observations, and so on. And then we asked them to pick out some big challenges that they see in the federal government IT ecosystem and then develop recommendations for those issues. And so we're getting near the end of that now. And as you say, we're pretty excited about some of the opportunities. And we'll put people to work on those ideas that we select at the end. So I don't want to pre-announce any favorites of the list because we haven't actually had the final adjudication on it.
But just between us.
But I'm very excited. I will tell you, I think the teams have done really good work, and I'm pretty excited about where this goes. And we'll use this as an opportunity to learn, and then we'll do another one, maybe with a slightly different theme, but I'm committed to making sure we're developing talent within the agency and within the federal government.
I want to go back to one thing you said, that in September, October, the CIO Council, which you lead, and your office will work on some of the workforce things. Anything you can give us a broad brush heads up on? What types of things are you doing? Are you re-looking at the 2210 series? Are you re-looking at something more specific like training? Give us a broad sense.
Well, I think it's the look I want to have is across a couple of different dimensions. The first one is, you know, who are the folks that we think are the promising leaders, they're coming through the system? And then what are the development opportunities each of those people need to round out their experience? And then once you understand what the individual needs, you can also look at what are the roles within the federal government that could satisfy those needs. And you do a little matchmaking and try to get people those experiences over time. And then, as I mentioned before, one of the things that we'll also do is we'll try to do a higher level assessment of where do we have gaps in talent. I can tell you cyber is one of those areas already. This would be no surprise to anybody, where we think the just sheer number of people that we have, and this is not saying anything at all about their skills, but the sheer number of people that we have probably isn't sufficient to meet the demand today. And so then we'll also talk about different levers that we can use to bring in and develop more of that kind of talent.